The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Welcome, Kathy. Kathy, you're having some problems. Your son's having some problems, I guess.
No, it's my six-year-old daughter.
Oh, it's a daughter. Okay.
Yes. My little pumpkin.
Okay. And tell me what's going on.
In school, she's kind of shut out from the girls that are very aggressive. I didn't realize that children were so aggressive at that age.
At 6 years old, huh?
Yeah.
So
it's not that I want to make her popular, but I want to make her secure.
Okay, what can you give me a picture of what's going on? Like she came.
They shove her. They exclude her from what joining in on things.
How many of them are the they that you're talking about?
Four.
There are four of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that seems a lot more manageable than 26 of them, huh?
Yes.
So tell me about these four. Tell me the first.
I look at their parents, and the parents are very aggressive, too. So that's probably why the child is very aggressive, too. They're pushy, they're shovey.
Yeah, but give me a scenario. Do they come to your house at all to play? Does she just deal with them in the school? But
just
no
deals with them in the school.
So she goes to a school. How many kids are in the class?
24.
24. So out of the 24, 20 are okay.
Yes.
And four are bullies.
Yes.
And why are they picking on her, or are they also picking on some of the other 19 kids?
They might be. I don't know. I just saw it today because I was on the class trip, and it annoyed me and it bothered me.
What did you see? Tell me what you saw in the class trip.
One girl in particular was very aggressive. My daughter was trying to get into the line to line up to get going, and she kept stepping in front of her and wouldn't let her actually get in the line.
So your daughter does what at that point?
Nothing.
Nothing. She just lets her get in the line
mm-hmm.
in front of her? Okay, one of the skills that she can use, although, is the girl much physically bigger, much bigger than
yes.
she is? Any idea why they're picking on your daughter? And then I'll get to the skills.
No.
Okay, kids.
Just that the teacher says that they're very cliquish.
But notice, when you limit it, when you name that there are only four girls, and you can actually name them, what are the four names?
Christina, Mackenzie, Joanna, and Faza.
Okay, and so once you get it down to four girls, it seems much more manageable.
Correct.
So Christina, Mackenzie, Faza, and there was one more?
Joanna.
Joanna. So here's what I would recommend. If it were my daughter, I would say, oh, you know something? Isn't there, when you look out at your classmates, there are some that are easy to get along with, and there are some that are real difficult. Who do you like the best? I would ask her first to focus on the kids that she really loves being with. And are there a couple that she loves?
I think so.
And I would help her learn how to connect with them. Maybe go to the zoo with them. Maybe, you know, go on your own little field trips with them, even if it's just having mm-hmm. them come over to the house, so that she gets to know that she's lovable, likable, and that she can find people to admire and to play with. I had a wonderful playmate when I was younger called Abby. To this day, if I think of Abby, I get a warm feeling inside, a warm smile. She was like when I was 6 years old, she was my buddy. You know, we used to dig in the sand together.
Right.
Now, I had other kids that picked on me. In fact, one girl turned the whole schoolyard against me in fifth grade. And it was too much for me to handle. And at that point, I needed teacher intervention and parental intervention.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had to go. I was too shy, and I didn't know how to deal with it. So my parents went, and I remember the teacher, Mrs. Fisk, she asked all the girls to stay after school. So the Christinas, the Mackenzies, the Fazes, and the Joannas.
Mm-hmm.
Had to stay after school, but she said, this is not, you are never to do this. She set moral standards for the girls.
Okay.
She actually sent me out to clap the erasers while she talked to the other girls.
I think that might be part of the problem, because the response from her is that she's telling me, well, they're very cliquish. Okay, so what are you doing to break that up?
Yes, at a certain point, it's really the teacher's responsibility, but that doesn't leave your child powerless. Now, here are the skills that kids need and adults need.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Now, here are the skills that kids need and adults need. If someone stepped in line in front of you, what would you do? Let's say I stepped in line in front of you at the supermarket. What would you do?
Nothing.
Okay, you got the same problem. Okay, it's not easy, is it?
No.
If you stepped in front of me, if I'm in my best mood, I would assume that you did it accidentally, that you just weren't focused. Because I know there are times when I've been unfocused.
Yeah.
And so I would treat you as someone similar to me, as one of the good kids in the class. And
okay.
I would say to you, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but I'm in line. And what might you say if I said that to you? I would say, I'm sorry. And what would you do? Just stay there?
No, move.
You would go to the end of the line. So I assume benevolence. I assume that you're a good person first.
Okay.
If you're a bully, then if I approach you nicely, what does that do to you? If you're now the Mackenzie, and I be Mackenzie for a moment, and I say, you know, Mackenzie, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but the end of the line is in the back.
I'm not moving. I'm here.
Okay. I guess that's your choice. Now, I might not try to force Mackenzie to
move. Actually was bold enough, and I don't know how anybody else is raising the kids, but she was actually brazen with me, this child.
And what did she say to you?
I said, excuse me, my daughter's going to stay here. Please move over and let her get in the line.
Okay, well, now that's...
And she stepped in front of me.
I would say...
And I said, woo!
Okay, well, I wouldn't say the woo. I would just say to her, you know...
No, I didn't say woo. I said woo in my mind. And
okay, wonderful. I would say to Mackenzie, you may want to try to figure out why you do that. It seems important to you to step in line in front of people. I wouldn't say my daughter. I would say in front of people. And so sometime in private, you may want to think about what's going on with that, because it's not likable. And I might just say something to her like that. What have I done there?
Nothing. But have the 6-year-old tell her that?
No, but I'm saying you could tell her that. You know, as an adult, you help a child self-reflect. You know, Mackenzie, you have options, and I don't know why you're doing this, but it isn't that cool. You know, maybe you can try maybe you can give this some thought. Right now, you need to go to the back of the line. I would be firm and just tell her, and what would she say after that? I'm not moving. You can't make me move. And I'll say, you know, Mackenzie, I'm a chaperone here, and let's work together on this. This is a line. We're doing things fair. If someone cut in front of you, Mackenzie, I would be saying the same thing.
Okay.
Now, there are books. There are skills that she can learn. There's the book that I always say is...
I'm writing as you're talking.
you can go to my website, drkenner.com. The book that's the gold standard of parenting is How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. It gives a lot of skills to help kids stand up for themselves, to speak their own minds, and for you too. As a parent, you need to be able to do that.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
If your romance suffers from fatigue in either partner, discuss ways to ease your daily burdens you face. Is there an agreed-upon division of labor for housework and childcare? Would hiring a babysitter help? Are the children old enough to pitch in more around the house? Can you just say no to some of those volunteer activities you feel obligated to do? Find time to rest and be alone with each other when you are least fatigued. Find places to get away together. These don't need to be alone. elaborate or expensive getaways. Sometimes a surprise lunch date or an overnight at a bed and breakfast helps tired couples reconnect and re-energize their romance. It is often easier to recharge away from home, where all the chores are temptations that threaten to distract your focus from one another.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.